kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ipinalam ng punong ministro Scott Morrison ang mga pagbabago sa income support scheme ng pamahalang federal. Malaking tulong ang mga nasabing kabayaran, partikular nitong nakaraan, para sa mga nasa bingit ng kahirapan.
It has always been our view that it has to taper back, it has to scale down.
Mula Setyembre, ang 1,500 dolyar na job keeper na binabayad tuwing ikalawang linggo'y hahatiin na sa dalawa. Ang una, ang mas malaking halaga. Ito'y ibibigay sa mga nagtatrabaho ng higit sa 20 oras kada linggo. Ang mga nagtatrabaho naman ang di aabot sa 20 oras bawat linggo'y makakatanggap ng mas maliit na halaga na 750 piso kada ikalawang linggo.
Job seeker and job keeper are not do-nothing payments. Job seeker and job keeper are payments that support people's income and are not designed to prevent them from going out and seeking work and to improve their circumstances.
Yan ang punong ministro Scott Morrison. At pagdating ng Enero hanggang Marso sa bagong taon, mababawasan ang kabayaran ito ng 1,650 dolyar na lamang ayon kay Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Upang makatanggap ng nirepasong kabayaran, kailangang mapatunayan ng mga negosyong malaki ang naging bagsak sa kita o turnover.
To be eligible for the initial phase of JobKeeper, businesses had to see a reduction in turnover of 30 or 50% depending on their size, and charities a 15% reduction. These tests remain the same, but they will be reapplied at the end of September and again at the start of January.
Ang tinig ng Tresorero Josh Frydenberg. Magbabago din ang Job Seeker Unemployment Benefit. Ang kabayarang 550 dolyar tuwing ikalawang linggo ay ibababa na sa 250 kung saan naabot na lamang ng hanggang 800 ang maximum na kabayaran. Ayon kay Cassandra Goldie mula Australian Council of Social Service, maghihirap ang maraming Australiano.
I am receiving texts from people now, people who have been saying, how will I pay for my food?
Yan si Cassandra Goldie mula Australian Council of Social Service. Para kay Toby O'Connor mula St. Vincent de Paul Society, kailangan itaas at gawing permanente ang pagtaas sa nasabing benepisyo.
We've always held for probably the last 10 years that Newstart is way too low. So we would like to see the supplement become part of Newstart as we go forward in business as usual.
Si Toby O'Connor ng St. Vincent de Paul Society. Ayon naman sa tagpagsalta ng oposisyon para kabangyaman Jim Chalmers, kailangang pagbutihin ang pamahala ng pagpapatupad ng ikalawang bahagi ng mga suporta at tulong.
We want to see the government do a much better job rolling out this new phase of government support than they did rolling out the first phase. We shouldn't forget that every single Australian left out of the original JobKeeper program is still left behind in this new iteration.
Si Jim Chalmers ang tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para kabangyaman. Para naman sa Acting Executive Director ng Anglicare Australia, Imogen Ebsworth, malaking panganib na magbalik sa kahirapan ang maraming Australiano.
During the pandemic, people who've been receiving those supplements have actually had to rely on emergency relief less. That's according to the anecdotal information we get from our frontline services. Our real great fear is if the government keeps reducing these payments, we're going to see people having to turn back to emergency relief more and more.
Si Imogen Ebsworth ng Anglicare Australia. Ang charity ay nakaisa sa grupo ng mga union na nanawagan para panatilihin sa kasalukuyang antas o halaga ang job seeker. Si Janet Burstall ang tagapagsalta ng grupo.
We're calling to keep the current rate of $1,100, or it's $1,104 I think now, a fortnight. We're just calling for that not to be cut at the moment. In the longer run, we'd like to look at issues of poverty and incomes.
Yan ang tagapagsalita ng grupong nananawagang panatilihin sa kasalukuyang antas o halaga ang job seeker ng si Janet Burstall. Siniguro naman ang punong ministro na muling susuriin ng pamahalang federal ang job seeker habang muling nagbabalik ang takbo sa ng ekonomiya. Ngunit ayon sa ekonomistang si John Kigan, di maaaring maibalik ang politika at o kalakaran tulad ng bagong naganap pa man ang COVID-19.
Prior to the pandemic, was an assumption that there were plenty of jobs available for everybody, that roughly speaking, if people didn't have a job, it was either because they were lazy and didn't want one, or because they had some personal defect in terms perhaps of inadequate training, inadequate job readiness and so forth. Now, that wasn't really true even before the pandemic. There were very high levels of underemployment, very difficult for young people in particular to make the transition into the full-time workforce. But it's clearly totally inappropriate and irrelevant now. Lots of people have never been unemployed.
Yan si John Kigan, isang ekonomista ang nagsasabing di maaaring maibalik ang kalakaran tulad ng bago pa man naganap ang COVID-19. Para naman kay Amy Ivy, na may isang taon lang nakakatanggap ng kaberang welfare, bunga ng nakamtang pinsala mula aksidente, nagsikap siyang maghanap ng panibagong trabaho, ngunit naging balakid ang kanyang kapansanan at prioridad niya ang may maihain sa hapagkainan para sa mga anak. Nais niyang makabalik sa trabaho at muling kumita ng sarili niyang sahod sa lalong madaling panahon.
That citizens in poverty is a failure of government, is a failure of society. It's not, some sort of bunch of druggies and alcoholics sitting around on their ass because that's what they want to do. It's people who desperately want to work and find that there's no jobs out there.
Si Amy Ivy, isa sa mga nakakatanggap ng kabayarang welfare na nagsabing nais niya makabalik sa trabaho at muling kumita ng sariling sahod sa lalong madaling panahon. Inaasahang magkakahalaga ng higit sa kabuuang 20 milyong dolyar ang nasabing pagpapalawak ng programa. Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.